Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with author Jude Bijou. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and her latest book is called Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life. Hello, Jude.
Hi, nice to be here.
Now, I'm reading the description of the book, and it says you combine contemporary psychology with ancient spiritual wisdom, and you provide a revolutionary theory of human behavior that will help you infuse your life with love, peace, and joy. We could all use a little bit of that, yes?
Absolutely.
All right, so tell me how you reconcile the two things, how you combine the two, because they seem to be diametrically opposed. Contemporary psychology and ancient spiritual wisdom. And am I off track there?
You're off track there, but you're not the first person who's been off track there, because actually, as I was being trained to be a psychotherapist, my teacher said, you must put your spirituality over there on the shelf. And so I did for several years, but then it didn't belong there. I was dealing with people and my own experience that they had to come together, so that because I had never found a good approach in contemporary psychology that really seemed like it was practical yet spoke to what people really needed. So what I found as I just kept doing my own practices and hearing information is that they did start to come together, all in the realm of emotions, that it's emotions that are underneath all the ways we think, all the ways we talk, all the ways we act, all the ways we feel are unified. And so that was really bringing the ancient wisdom from the East together with the basis of what I had already been gotten the training into something that's very practical but very spiritual.
Do you find the majority of us do need attitude reconstruction?
Absolutely. Who doesn't want more joy, love, and peace? What we're really caught in is sadness, anger, and fear. And what I understood as time went on is that the emotions are really in opposites. And what this book says is how to go from sadness to joy, and how to go from anger to love, and fear to peace. So we know about sadness, anger, and fear, and we have a vision about joy, love, and peace. And this is very practical ways to do that.
But how do we do that? How do we reconstruct our attitudes?
There's five ways. We can deal with our emotions differently, because we all got those terrible messages, don't cry, or I'll give you something to cry about. Die before cry, the corporate thing for women, and military, all of that kind of thing. So we got so many messages about anger, about fear. So we have to learn that we give ourselves permission to express our emotions physically, but in a constructive way. So that's one way we can change our attitude, is start expressing the emotion constructively rather than turning it into really negative thoughts about other people, or negative thoughts about ourselves, or negative thoughts about time and being worried. That's what happens when we don't deal with the emotions. Our minds start to go in very predictable, destructive ways. So we can change our emotions, how we handle them. We can change how we think. We can change how we use our intuition, because we can start to hear our intuition once we deal with our emotions and once we start to think thoughts that are more constructive. So then we can tap into our intuition. But we can also make changes of attitude by the way we communicate, by the way we talk to each other, and by the way we act, our behavior. These kind of things are going to bring more joy. These kind of things are going to keep us stuck in sadness.
First, don't we need to admit to ourselves that our attitude does need reconstruction? And does the book deal with that?
Well, the book is called Attitude Reconstruction. And when I tell people that, they either go immediately, oh, I need that, or they say, I know somebody who needs that.
It's always somebody else, isn't it? So do you deal with that? Do you tell people how to first realize that they do need the attitude reconstruction?
Most people understand that they could feel better. They know that there's something. I've never really met any. Well, nobody has ever come into my office saying, I want to feel worse. We all want to feel better. And I think people, when you just ask the question, they go, yes, I really deserve to feel happier. I deserve to feel better. So there's a few people who go, oh, no, I'm fine. But in general, we really go, or somebody helps us realize that there's ways that we can be relating to each other that are going to be better for the family, better for the work situation, better for, you know, your intimate relationships, no matter what, whether at work, at home, that we can feel better is a possibility. And then it's like, oh, let's do this together. Oh, we can all do it. Because then that's when it's really fun. It's not like, oh, you have the problem. It's like, we all can feel better no matter what we already feel.
Okay, Jude, give me a happy story. Tell me about somebody who's picked up the book, read it, and has changed their attitude.
Okay, well, one attitude that happens is that people find that they can't sleep at night. Right? They're worrying, their mind is going on and on.
Can't turn it off.
Can't turn it off. And what that is, what the root of that is, unexpressed fear. So what I'll tell people to do is, if you want to change your attitude, which means not be so caught in your head and all of those what ifs and those huge implications of whatever tomorrow would bring, that what you need to do is get out of bed, shake and shiver throughout your whole body, right? Even though you feel like a fool. And you find in 1 minute or in 2 minutes, your whole body relaxes and your mind follows. So that in just a couple minutes of dealing with your emotions in a different way, your attitude is shifted and then sleep is right within reach.
And this is one of the examples in the book that you teach people.
Absolutely. So again, you can do it with the emotions. You can do it with the thoughts. Instead of thinking, I'm no good, nobody likes me, I always make mistakes. Like, that kind of thought's not going to bring joy. Much better to go, we all make mistakes. I did my best. I gave it my best. I admit we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Okay. And then my attitude shifts. I'm no longer like flogging myself with all of those things that I didn't do right. I'm focusing on what will work better. And I've changed my attitude.
Once again, the book is called Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life. And the author is Jude Bijou. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist. Thank you, Jude, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.